CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. What you see on your Facebook or Instagram feeds could be changing. The man who leads their parent company says he wants to restore free expression on his social media platforms. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
Meta founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a post that there will be a change in how content is monitored.
We're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S.
He said that will empower users to decide when a post is intentionally misleading or needs more context, and that allows for a broader range of perspectives.
Meta's also bringing back political content and getting rid of restrictions on topics like immigration and gender. A major winter storm that dumped record snowfall from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic is now blamed for at least 5 deaths, most from accidents on the road. Many schools and federal offices are closed again today in Washington, D.C. But it's not stopping these tourists from seeing the sights.
I think it's very beautiful. We appreciate the landscape and all the snow here.
Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Kentucky.
The story will be the frigid temperatures now that the precipitation is done what it's going to do. So I was looking at the forecast for the Louisville metro area. I did not see one day this week where the temperature goes above freezing. That means everything that came down is going to stick around for quite some time.
Today's high for Louisville is 28. The remains of the 39th president will be transferred to the nation's capital this morning.
I'm Jim Crisul in Marietta, Georgia. After one final send-off from the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta, the body of former President Jimmy Carter will be brought to Dobbins Air Reserve Base near here. It will be flown along with his extended family to Washington, D.C. Mr. Carter's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda before an official state funeral Thursday.
The Carter Center says almost 23,000 people paid respects in Atlanta. Unpaid medical bills weighing down your credit rating? Not for long. CBS's Paulina Smolinski with the explanation.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced today that they will remove medical debt from the credit reports of more than 15 million Americans, raising their credit scores by an estimated average of 20 points.
Holiday shopping numbers are in, and they show Americans spent a record $241 billion online. That's up more than 8% from last year. Adobe Analytics, Vivek Pandita.
I would say we've seen strong spending across the board with many major categories, especially apparel, electronics, cosmetics, toys and sporting goods.
More than half of purchases made on smartphones. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council will consider a $2 million proposal to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into affordable housing. The plan being talked about tonight involves tearing down the church and building 4 new homes for low-income residents. Kenosha Unified is hosting town hall meetings to talk about a proposed tax increase. The $23 million operational referendum for February is the topic at a meeting Thursday at Bradford High School. A vigil was held Sunday for Joseph Lee, who died after an attack in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. Inmate Devontae Caraway is likely to face homicide charges. He was in lockup already for charges including attempted homicide. Snow totals from yesterday varied, with Racine and Kenosha getting about 5 inches. More snow may return this weekend. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A Foxconn affiliate has purchased 20 acres of undeveloped land near the Foxconn complex in Mount Pleasant. It's not known yet what the property will be used for. And Aurora Healthcare has reintroduced mask requirements. It's for visitors at all of their Wisconsin facilities. Hospital officials say it's due to increased respiratory illness. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors, 128-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For today, a partly sunny sky and a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low teens, and mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs in the low 20s. A little more in the way of sunshine and warming up to the upper 20s on Thursday. Right now, it's 13.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Is it Tuesday? Can't be Tuesday. There was no Monday Night Football.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart.
hands on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Ceiling
if you want me.
Oh,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you walk away. Girl, how can I live through this? When you're all I will ever be.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, Steelers Wheel, and one from them, one hit wonder actually from them. I'm Dan Marcus, a non-one hit wonder. Fifth Dimension going to be featured in the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets roughly half an hour from now. A song from them that you haven't heard for a while, presumably. It's on the way on WRJN. Badgers doing well lately, beating Rutgers last night, final score 75-63. They were on the road in Boise taking on Rutgers. And now the Badgers return home Friday night to take on Minnesota, another Big Ten conference opponent. As a matter of fact, every team they play for the rest of the season, Big Ten. Okay, so Friday's game at the Kohl Center against Minnesota. Yes, you'll hear it, as you might expect, here on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving, in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and you blew me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. You like I love is true. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. 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 That you're mine.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Last night as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Said to my wife, say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Well, a man loves a woman it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Got a second new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter for real. Oh, I'll just send to my wife.
Hits WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Song you just haven't heard on the radio for a while. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we do them two different songs each day, twice a day at 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish on WRJN. But now's the time to get you up to speed on what's going on around the world with Stuart J. Waddles from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Foxconn is expanding its Racine County presence. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that a Foxconn affiliate has bought 20 acres of undeveloped land near its Mount Pleasant complex for about $5 million. The company's intentions for the newly acquired parcels remain unknown. Although Foxconn significantly reduced its job creation goals, it still does benefit from state tax incentives. A vigil was held Sunday for Joseph Lee. He was attacked by another inmate in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. His family made the decision to take him off life support Saturday. The incident took place in the jail's day room shortly after a routine security check. Inmate Devontae Caraway is likely to face homicide charges. He was already in the lockup for attempted homicide charges, among other offenses. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department is leading the investigation into the jail death. With an increase in respiratory illnesses, Aurora Healthcare has reintroduced mask requirements. It's now in effect for visitors at all of its Wisconsin facilities. The move follows reports from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services indicating high levels of respiratory illness activity across the state. Other hospital groups have not followed suit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For today, a partly sunny sky and a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low teens, and mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs in the low 20s. A little more in the way of sunshine and warming up to the upper 20s on Thursday. Right now, it's 13.
News, timeless hits on WRJN, and I love the Motown. Supremes, the crown princesses of Motown on WRJN.
My world is empty without you. I miss so much.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's open up the vault. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, here's a song that you haven't heard on the radio for a while, presumably. This song from the Fifth Dimension, no stranger to the top 40 by any means. They had a heck of a couple of years in 67 and 68. For example, they started their recording career on the charts in 1967 with a couple of songs that just missed becoming big hits. But then in the summer of 67, they released Up, Up and Away, and they were off. They were a tour de force. Following Up, Up and Away came a song called Paper Cup, written by Jimmy Webb. And this song, also written by Jimmy Webb, kind of a similar theme. It's Carpet Man. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, first of two today on WRJN. Timeless hits, WRJN with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This one, Carpet Man. I thought the use of a sitar in that song was quite timely for that song. It was, after all, late 67, early 68 for the Fifth Dimension. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, heard twice daily, different songs each time at 9:45-ish and again at 1:45-ish every Monday through Friday. This afternoon's 1:45-ish song became popular, hit the top 10, first top 10 after about a dozen tries for this one performer. But he was so popular because he had a network TV show. Any guesses? Find out at 1:45 this afternoon on WRJN. WRJN.
Party Everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, the Packers and the Eagles faced off in game one of the season in Brazil, and they're going to do it again in game one of the postseason. And this time, we don't have to travel to Brazil, just Philadelphia. Game here at 3:30 on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night.
News and timeless hits, WRJN.
Thank you. just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Changes are underway at Facebook and Instagram. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he's doing away with third-party fact-checking.
Bring it back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms.
To do that, he says they'll switch to a community notes program written by users, similar to the model Elon Musk uses on X.
We've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. The recent elections also feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech.
That'll mean restoring political content and getting rid of restrictions on subjects like immigration and gender. The National Weather Service is warning of a life-threatening and destructive windstorm in Southern California that could last for several days. This woman in Simi Valley says she's prepared.
We're ready to go. Yeah, we have everything set tonight, and we're going to just monitor the news and look out the window and see how bad it is.
The winds could spark winter wildfires and power outages. Sad find at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. CBS News Miami's Morgan Reiner has the details.
JetBlue confirmed for us that during one of their routine post-flight inspections, they did find two people in the landing gear compartment of one of their flights. Unfortunately, both of those people were dead. At this hour, we do not know their identities. We don't know how they got through security and into the landing gear to begin with.
The flight left from New York's JFK.